Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined online by Steve Wilson. How are you doing this evening, Steve?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So to the wider wrestling community, Steve is known as the Monster Savage Kongo Kong. So firstly, how did you become a wrestling fan?
I'm sorry?
How did you become a wrestling fan?
Well, since I was a little boy, I liked wrestling.
Yeah.
I really wasn't into WWE at the time, but I think when Hogan slammed Andre,
That
really kind of piqued my curiosity for wrestling.
Yeah. So who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
Growing up, I would say Undertaker and Vader, two of my favorites.
Yeah, have you very much based your style around Vader? Because I see similarities between the two of you.
Oh, absolutely. There couldn't have been a better big man to try to pattern myself after. No.
Yeah, so we recently did a big man special. I think he came third. It was voted for by our listeners. So.
Oh, okay.
So before you donned the tights, I heard that you played American football. And how far did you get in that career?
I actually was able to attain two college scholarships.
Oh, great.
First one was to a small school in Michigan called Saginaw Valley State University. I went there for a year. Didn't really gel well with the team, and then I got the opportunity to become a pro wrestler. So I left that school and pursued my wrestling dream. And then ended up 3 years later getting another scholarship to another small school where I played for 3 years.
Wow. So what prompted you to don the tights? Was it just the love for the sport, or...?
The lifelong passion of wanting to wrestle. Like I was just reminiscing with some of my family about how I used to slam my cousins around when we were kids.
And, yeah.
Beg them not to cry. They get me in trouble. It came to a point where I knew what my passion was and I wanted to pursue it.
Yeah, similar. We used to wrestle when we were little. So I was 5'7" when I was 12 and then never grew. So I'm still 5'7". I thought it was going to be huge. Right, so where did the name Kongo Kong come from?
Actually, I didn't choose it.
Yeah.
I was at a show for the Juggalo Championship Wrestling. And they kind of chose the character. Well, they chose a name for me.
Yeah.
Because they didn't use Osiris, and I knew they wanted me to paint my face, and so I just kind of, started the character and then kind of let it evolve from there, I guess, into what it is.
Is that the company run by the Insane Clown Posse?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, are you still a champion there? Because it says on the Wikipedia you've been champion for like 800 days.
Yeah, I'm still a champion.
how often do you go back and wrestle there?
Couple times a year. It's they really don't run a lot of shows these days.
No.
If it were more frequent, then obviously I'd be there more often.
Yeah. So the character of Kongo Kong is mainly mute on impact. Is that an intentional decision by yourself, or is that a management decision?
Yeah, I feel as if people heard my voice and heard me speak, it would take away from the character.
Mm.
Even though, you think of Savage as like Ultimate Warrior and how eloquently he could speak at times. I feel like, I could pull something like that off, but I feel like just, I don't know, for right now, for the mysteriousness, the mystique, I guess, it'd just be better to not talk at this time.
And you're most famous for your face paints. Do you do it yourself, or do you have a makeup artist come in? Because it's different every time, so hold you.
Yeah, every time I'm on the indie scene, I do it myself. But while I'm there, they have makeup artists that do it, so I just go up and sit in a chair and I tell them to paint away.
Do you have a favorite style that you?
I guess technically it would be the one that I use the most.
Yeah.
There's a couple ones that one of the girls down in Orlando would do for me that were pretty sweet, but she would come up with something different just about every day.
Oh, brilliant. And do you prefer to work heel?
I think I'm naturally a babyface.
Yeah.
I mean, the character might be a heel character, but me as a person, I prefer babyface. It's easier to draw a crowd reaction. reaction, I guess, that way. But, I mean, as long as they're reacting, I really don't care whether they cheer or boo.
And it's known that working on the Underseen has a reputation for being notoriously difficult. What motivates you to keep going?
Just, I guess, my passion, my love, you know, and knowing that someday it would pay off. Yeah. And that I would eventually get to the point where I'd be seen in front of a mass audience.
Yeah. And how do you waste the hours away traveling between shows? Do you have a particular person you like to travel with, or is it a particular type of music you like to listen to? Or?
I have all kinds of songs on my phone, and I usually just pop them in and sing away while I'm driving, or something to wrestle with. The podcast, I'll listen to it.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. So what have some of your favorite and biggest feuds you've had over the years?
Some of my favorite feuds, I would have to say Hillbilly Jed,
yeah,
which is a guy locally from Indiana. He's about 5'6", about a whole foot shorter than me.
Yeah.
And we were about the same, so you can imagine how the body types are different. You know, he's just as wide as he is tall.
Wow.
But believe it or not, a lot of the stuff that you see me do on Impact, I stole from him. You know, and so we used to throw each other around and do all kinds of crazy things to each other, and it was just a really good feud. And I think for the fact that I'm so much taller than him was the reason that I got noticed a little bit more than he did. But for all intents and purposes, I believe he deserves every bit of spotlight as much as I do. Then also, there's a guy by the name of Shane Mercer.
Yeah.
Starting to make waves. He recently did a couple of trials for the WWE on NXT, and I'm super proud of him for that, and I'm glad that people are finally getting to see him and getting to see what I've noticed or what I've known of, you know, for these past 3 or 4 years, that the guy is a machine. He's really strong, really agile, and, like, I haven't seen very many people anywhere close to his level of ability, and I can't wait to see where the future takes.
This is David Fuller, the owner of IXWE Texas Professional Wrestling, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious Podcast.
So if you could face anybody on the current indie scene, who would you face? Who would you want to face?
The current indie scene? You know, that's a good question. I don't really have a vast knowledge of what's really going on the indie scene right now, and really honestly, there's not a lot of people that are out there that I haven't faced. I mean, I've been pretty fortunate that I've been thrown in some really good matches and got to do some really, you know, cool things already.
Yeah, I've had a previous interview you've done with someone. You said your dream match would be against Vader. With him still being active, have you tried to pursue a match with him?
Yeah, actually, we did try to pursue a match with him, and it was all good until he found out exactly who it was that he was wrestling.
Oh.
The promoter finally got him nailed down on the price and day he was coming in and all that sort of thing, and he said, "Well, who am I working with?" And the promoter said, "Well, I'm going to put you with my champion." And he goes, "Who's your champion?" And he goes, "Congo Kong." And he goes, Vader goes, "Congo Kong, Congo Kong. I'm not coming all that way to get my ass kicked." So there it was, you know, and like, by no means, you know, would I ever intend on making Vader look anything but Vaderish.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, for whatever reason, he didn't see things the same way. So, you know, that dream match is still yet to happen, but hopefully one of these days, you know, he'll step out of his comfort zone, I guess.
Over the summer, you're involved in quite a unique storyline with Lauren Von Ness and her insane Jilted Bride persona. How'd you get involved with that storyline?
I think the writers at the time just kind of felt it was a natural progression. And, you know, a good way to debut me, to bring me in and have her, you know, be with me and kind of have this crazy duo thing going on, you know, and I felt like we had really good chemistry. I really, really enjoyed that time with her, you know, working with her and things. I wish it would have lasted longer,
yeah,
or ended in a better way,
One bit I just didn't get about the Jolted Bride character. In kayfabe, had she not had a wash since the wedding?
Well, yeah, she was drunk all the time, so, I mean, I don't think about starting when I'm drunk. So that makes sense to me.
Right, so you've got Impact tapings coming up. Can you give any spoilers, or who you're going to be facing? Or?
I don't think I should give any spoilers. I think my contract says I probably shouldn't give any spoilers.
Okay.
But, you know, just look towards, they've been kind of hitting at, you know, the new monster of Impact.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that.
Right.
Kind of derive things from there yourself.
Where else can people see you in the near future? Have you got any indie dates lined up? Or?
Oh, yeah, always indie dates lined up. Emerge Wrestling in Columbus, Indiana, coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact. That is January 6th.
Yep.
In Columbus, Indiana. And then I'm jumping to February already. Look at me. Hold on, let me pull up this trusty calendar of mine and see what I can give you as far as dates. There we go. January 20th, I'll be in Price of Glory at Price of Glory Wrestling, and that is in Coldwater, Michigan.
Yeah.
January 27th, I'll be re-debuting for New Generations Wrestling in Crawfordsville, Indiana. So yeah, I'm staying busy. February 3rd, I get to go back out to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for Keystone Championship Wrestling. There, that's good.
Are you also the Border City champion?
I am. Yeah. I've had that championship now for, has it been a year yet? It's coming up on a year, I think. I think it'll be a year in March, actually.
So have you got any title defenses coming up in the near future or that you know of?
I do, I'm just not sure against who.
Right.
I do know that there is a show coming up March 3rd for Border City.
Before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
You're on Twitter. You can catch me at RealKongoKong. You know, you can tweet me or send me a message, and I'll try to answer. Just don't be weird, and you know, we'll have a nice, fun relationship. You can also catch me on Instagram at KongoCyrus78. Then Facebook, you can look me up either by KongoKong or / the Juggernaut Osiris. Or Steve Olson, and again, you can send me a message on there and try to connect with me or whatever. And as long as you're not weird, we can communicate and be friends. If you're looking to book me, either one of those avenues is fine. If you're a pro wrestler and you're looking for wrestling gear, which is also something that I do, you can hit me up at either one of those avenues, and I can probably help you out with some gear.
Oh, sorry, all the links will be in the descriptions below this article. So, well, I've really enjoyed speaking to you today. Hope you had a great Christmas and a great New Year.
You know, for the most part, I got to spend it with my family. One bad part was I recently lost my grandmother.
Oh.
But, you know, I, she was 97, and as much as it sucks, you know, I realize that, you know, she's definitely had her time here. And so, you know, I'm sad, but at the same time, I'm relieved that she's no longer, you know, just suffering or whatever. And, you know, it's a difficult start to 2018, but, you know, I've been here before, and, you know, looking forward to what the future's bringing.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear that. Right, so, as I said, I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.